Oil prices are stable, but maybe not for long. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. OPEC is set to meet Monday in Vienna. The global oil cartel will likely decide on what to do with its oil output. That decision, of course, is intended to change the balance of supply and demand in global oil, and therefore change global oil prices. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
OPEC and its allies decided to significantly curb production in April, and the plan right now is to add some of that back to the global market on January 1st. But Ellen R. Wald, an energy industry consultant, says ramping up production when demand is still weak could have major consequences on a relatively stable oil market.
And so a lot of people are looking to OPEC to say, hey, let's not wreck this oil rally right now by dumping another 2 million barrels on it. Let's hold off.
She says while oil prices have risen over the past few months, global demand remains precarious given the COVID-19 spike. And Kerry King at the University of Texas Energy Institute says OPEC is well aware.
They know if they affect prices too long in one direction, then, you know, there are responses in the economy. They've witnessed this in history.
He says OPEC won't just be discussing the pandemic, but electric vehicles and other technological advances that could curb fossil fuel demand in the coming months and years. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
AstraZeneca is adding an extra trial of its COVID-19 vaccine to clear up confusion and questions over what dosage yields the best results. Meanwhile, the UK's medical regulator is set to conduct its own assessment of the safety and effectiveness of the vaccine. That brings its rollout one step closer. The BBC's medical editor, Fergus Walsh, has more.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has an overall efficacy of 70%, but this rose to 90% in a group who were mistakenly given an initial half dose of the jab followed by a full one. There has been some concern expressed that this subgroup of fewer than 3,000 people was comparatively small and contained no one over the age of 55. The detailed results of the vaccine trial have been submitted for peer review in a medical journal, and when published, the team at Oxford hopes this will help answer many of the questions which have been raised. AstraZeneca says it already has all the data it needs to submit the vaccine for approval around the world, and this should happen imminently. However, it is hoping to amend a separate major trial of the vaccine in the US. Around a third of the 30,000 volunteers have already been recruited. But among many of those remaining, it wants to try the initial half-dose formulation as part of the study to further explore why giving a lower amount of vaccine could yield more protection.
The BBC's Fergus Walsh. Shares in AstraZeneca are currently down 0.5%. They're down about 10% from a high November 10th. It is, of course, Black Friday, but what does that mean in a pandemic? A lot of online shopping, for starters. Paula Rosenblum is co-founder and managing partner at RSR Research, and I asked her if retailers are just trying to salvage what they can from this year, or if we expect them to maybe actually do well.
The state of the retail industry is kind of like the old joke about you've got a foot in a bucket of ice and a foot in a bucket of boiling water, and on average you're warm. So you've got the grocery and general merchandise sectors and sporting goods sectors and home improvement sectors that are exploding. And apparently a Finish Line exploded as well in terms of, you know, selling gym shoes and stuff. And then you've got the clothing stores, which have not done very well. You've obviously got Walmart and Target, which have exploded. So I expect that it will be a subdued holiday season, but that there will be some spending.
When we think Black Friday, we think deals, or at least we used to think deals. I mean, is that still happening this year?
No, I think that the whole notion of big lines and doorbusters and all that, I think that's over and it won't be lamented by people like me, that's for sure.
Paula Rosenblum, co-founder and managing partner at RSR Research, thank you so much.
Sure.
Amazon warehouse workers in 16 countries are planning to carry out strikes and protest today, Black Friday. They're demanding improved pay and safety conditions, as well as faster reduction of carbon emissions, among other things. Amazon, meanwhile, announced holiday bonuses totaling $500 million for frontline workers in the U.S. working in December, $300 for full-time workers, $150 for part-time workers.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It is still high school football season, barely. So you've got your homecoming queen, homecoming king, and in Texas, homecoming mum, as in the chrysanthemum flower. They're the star in what have become elaborate accessories that high schoolers sometimes wear the day of homecoming football games. And as KERA's Rachel Osler-Lindley reports, the mums have become a booming local business, though the pandemic has also changed things.
For those who have never seen a Texas homecoming mum, Dallas photographer Nancy Newberry explains.
I describe them as a corsage that exploded.
Newberry spent years photographing Texas high schoolers with theirs.
Mums have become these gigantic, elaborate pieces of folk art.
Imagine a big artificial chrysanthemum. Cover it with ribbons, braids, beads. Decades ago, the tradition started as a simple flower boys would give their homecoming dates. But Gina Waters, head of the Texas State Florists Association, says florists today rarely do homecoming mums.
10 years ago, everything switched to the artificial mums.
In typical Texas fashion, mums kept getting bigger.
We've gotten into some pretty huge mums.
Shannon Hart Gonzalez runs Mums and Kisses, a custom homecoming mum maker outside of Fort Worth. Modest mums cost $30. Complex creations can be up to $500.
Currently, I have an order for what we're calling the mum dress.
It's 4 feet wide and includes more than 19,000 rhinestones.
This is something that completely engulfs the girl on the front. In the back, it's a sash that goes from her shoulder all the way to her hip.
Gonzalez started making mums for friends about 15 years ago. Then in 2016, her son needed a mum for his homecoming date. When she saw the prices,
I thought I can do better than that. And I just started an online store and they took off from there.
She also needed the income. And it was something that she and mum makers like her could do from home. In normal years, Gonzalez says Mums and Kisses could sell as many as 400. Her earnings covered most of her son's first year of college tuition at a private school. And then,
when COVID hit, it was a shocker.
Earlier in the season, Gonzalez says sales were down 42% from last year. Now, as schools reopen, she's only down 13%. The latest homecoming on her calendar is now in December. She aims to close that final sales gap before the end of the year. In Dallas, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley for Marketplace.
We've got some photos of those mums at marketplace.org. For a quick wrap of the day's economic news today, you can listen later for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations and marketplace.org. I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.